later. I was paying for it, and I haven't complete. I haven't really recovered, so
my wife will
rub down the with something referred to as BioFreeze, which is reminiscent of roll-on DO. And I'll pop in a leave and wake up in the morning and I feel fine. A little sore if I get up and stand on my legs, but no, it concerns me. If it doesn't get better in a month or so, I'm going to have to look into why, because typically my health has been real good. Last year, though, I was undergoing a lot of stresses, and I got real sick. Wound up in the hospital. They couldn't find out what was the matter with me. There were all these effects that could be not good, but that's a whole story in itself. Never want to go there again. So I'm doing all right. Doing okay. I built a low-power FM station up here. Community station. And it's mostly music. But all of us express a little bit of our liberal political philosophies, especially with that dolt in the White House. Yep, I'm on one side of the equation, a lot of other people are on the other side, but, you know, I got my thoughts, I have my philosophies, and I'm sticking with them, come hell or high water. WB4AIO from WA1HLR.
Okay, WA1HLR on 3885, the rock of 75 meters. This is WB4AIO. Okay, well, I sort of regard myself as outside the normal left-right political spectrum. I think the left is right on some things when it comes to economics. I don't think that unrestrained greed is any way to run an economy. So I have serious questions about the wisdom of unrestrained mega-capitalism. Although I do support people being able to start businesses completely freely, maybe 1,000% more freely from government regulation than they presently are. But when it comes to these giant corporations, and especially the banks who can create money at will and control the political process, I have serious questions about their power. And I think their power needs to be regulated and restricted. Let's see if this ID works here. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to work. I always
WB4AIO.
Put that thing on so that I can make sure I don't fail to identify. When it comes to other things, though, I guess you might call me sort of a little bit of a right-winger. I mean, I think it's best for every people that considers itself to be a people to have its own government. And I don't agree with the West's idea that we should have mass immigration and destroy our culture and our bioculture. I think that France should remain French. I think that England should remain English. I think that Argentina should remain Argentinian and America should remain American. It should be the people who founded the country should be able to determine its character, and they should not be swamped with mass immigration, which, by the way, is usually a product of, either people who want to genocide somebody and get rid of them by swamping them with other people like the Chinese are doing in Tibet, or it's a product of greed where they just want cheap labor. They want to push aside the people who won't work for a dollar an hour and bring in people who will work for a dollar an hour. So I don't know, is that right wing or left wing? I don't think it's either. I think it's just rational. So I have serious questions about the right-wing in this country and don't agree with a lot of the things they stand for, and I also have serious issues with the left-wing in this country. I guess I'm a free thinker. Wow, you gave me a lot of notes. It sounds like you're doing okay. I don't like to hear about that hospital visit, though. I have managed to avoid doctors for almost decades, except for last year, just like you. I had to go to the doctor last year for the first time in probably 20 years, something like that, because my sweetheart and I love to go walking in the woods. When the weather is nice, we are in the woods several times a week for like anywhere from a 2-mile walk to a 5-mile or even sometimes a longer walk, several times a week. And I had totally avoided throughout my entire life getting Lyme disease. But last year I was at a state park here in Pennsylvania, and I, even though I was showering every day, they say if you shower within 24 hours of a deer tick getting on you, you can't get Lyme disease. The ticks will just be washed away. They can't attach that fast. But somehow or other, I got Lyme disease and had to get rid of it with a antibiotic regimen for, the doctor said 3 weeks, but I got some antibiotics from Russia off the internet, the same antibiotics that he prescribed me for 3 weeks, and I went on them for 3 months because I wanted to be sure I got rid of that crap, because I know a guy, another ham radio operator, friend of mine, whose life was really devastated by Lyme disease, and I wanted to make sure I got that crap out of my system. Anyway, whatever you had, I hope it doesn't come back. That sounds really exciting about a low-power FM or broadcast station in your community. What a fun project. That's great. Your Valiant sounds good. It has that rich, yet dense, good fidelity audio that I'm used to hearing from you, Tim. Okay, on all the antenna stuff, this is just the same old inverted L I use on all bands. I live, even though I'm living in the mountains and I'm not really living in the city, the area I'm in is sort of like a suburban development, sort of looks like a suburban development. And I just have a relatively small woods patch in the backyard where I can put up antennas. And the only antenna I have is just this one antenna, the inverted L. It's 150 feet in total length. Goes up about 70 feet, more or less vertical, not exactly vertical, into a tree. The tree holds it up. It's touching the tree branches. And then it turns at a more or less right angle and comes down. The horizontal part is about 80 feet long. And it's not exactly horizontal. It's more like a 45-degree angle sloping down. But it works pretty well on 40 and 20 and this band, and even 160, it's pretty darn good on 160, so I'm happy with it. The feed point at the base is elevated about 8 feet, and I just have two radials elevated 8 feet, and I feed it with open wire. How do I feed an unbalanced antenna with open wire? Well, I do it by having a current balun at the base in between the antenna feed point and the open wire line, and then there's another current balun at the shack end. And then the unbalanced side of the current balun on the shack end is fed from a typical Dendron tuner, T-network. So that's that. It's not a bad antenna. I'm pretty happy with it. It's probably the best I could do with this little woods patch in the backyard. And I have the same problem with my legs. It's not so much in my calves, though. It's in it's in my upper legs and in my back. And every winter, I get out of shape because I don't walk enough. And in the wintertime, if I do go for a walk on a warm day, I'm out of shape, and it hurts my my lower back and my upper part of my legs. And then I have to get reconditioned in the springtime, and in the process of getting reconditioned, it hurts in the same place. So maybe that has something to do with being in my 60s. I'm 60, 61 now. I will be 62 this year. And But I can still go on a 5-mile hike, no problem. My sweetheart's a lot younger than me, and of course she has boundless energy, but I do manage to keep up with her, so I'm sure that's good for me to walk. She's a mushroom collector. She likes to collect mushrooms, and sometimes she eats them, but mainly she collects them because her hobby is scientifically identifying them. And she has many reference works on mycology. She's really into that. She even has a microscope so she can examine them with a stereo microscope. So anyway, some of the things that are going on here. I'll turn it back over to you, and I hope your hunkering down comes to an end soon and you get some good weather. I also, by the way, I hunker down too. The work I do doesn't require me to go out, so I stay home when the weather's really bad, when the roads are hazardous. I just stay in the house. Sometimes for days I won't even leave the front of the house. I won't even go out the front door except to check the mail.
WB4AIO.
And, then when the spring comes, of course, I switch over to the walking in the woods mode almost, I don't know, 3-4 times a week. But I hunker down. And my sweetheart goes to the gym, though. She's into powerlifting. And sometimes she needs me to go with her to spot her when she's really lifting some heavy weights. And so I go along. So, back over to you, Timtron, WA1HLR, WB4AIO.
You okay, Kevin? Very good. Your signal peaked up quite a bit, and it's dropped off a ways, but are you still hearing me?
Yes, I'm still hearing you. Go ahead.
Yeah, probably it's just a momentary lapse of propagandization reasoning by, Pinko Floyd. Here's the Low Power FM. Yeah, Skinner, give me back my bullets. See, it's been on the air for going almost 3 years. It will be the summer solstice. And as you probably know, with an LPFM, you're limited to 100 watts ERP at up to 30 meters height above average. But being up here on Henry Yellar Mountain, take a wild guess at what the feces gave us. Well, I guess I caught you away from the microphonium. So, I'll stand by.
Yeah, I'm here, Tim. Go ahead. What was the question? There's somebody was throwing a carrier on there, and I missed you.
Okay, did you catch my comments about the Low Power FM?
Yes, I heard you were playing Skinnerd, but you said something about the call sign, and I didn't quite get that because the carrier was on there.
There's some dummy that doesn't know how to use a dummy load. I was saying, with a Low Power FM, as you probably know, the maximum, you know, that the feces will give you is 100 watts ERP at up to 30 meters height above average terrain. But being up here on Henry Yellar Mountain, take a wild guess as to how much power the feces is allowing us to run.
Oh, well, you're so high up there. Let me guess, 5 watts.
ERP, horizontal and vertical, so using a single base circularly polarized antenna with the line losses, figure about 7 watts. But I had a choice of several frequencies that became available, and uh, 98.1 was available, and that's right smack in the middle of the band, and There are no co-channel stations here in the state of Maine on that frequency, so even though it's piss-weak low power, there's nothing to interfere with it. You know, if you have a real good receiver with good adjacent channel selectivity, You know, you can hear it for a good long ways in the car, usually reliably 10 to 15 miles around here, in some directions as much as 25. It's really unbelievable. So I came up with an idea I call modular programming concept, which is when a couple of other people and I have been involved with it from the start. One of them is a woman I worked with at WTOS back in the 80s. You know, she and her husband. So we aligned ourselves with a non-profit art association group here in town, because a private individual cannot own an LPFM. It has to be an entity. So it worked out, and I have it all up in the pus bus, and you know, the whole concept nowadays is put it all on a computer. But rather than have an automated jukebox where you just put a bunch of tunes in there and let an algorithm play them, I came up with the idea of do 15 minutes of tunes that you want to play, and you back sell them or whatever, and you lead off with a legal ID for the station, so that it'll always fall near the top of the hour. So four modules, you know, ranging from 13 minutes to 18 minutes. Try and keep them at 15 if you can. So we've got quite a number of people putting sets together, but, you know, it's anywhere from rock to blues to reggae to jazz to, you know, some country stuff, too, as well. And old buzzard music, you know, a little bit of swing stuff in there, you know. It's pretty interesting. So it's turned into a very interesting thing. But, you know, I've always had certain computer issues, and I've had to learn a whole lot. You know, and right now I'm getting another computer set up for the station up in the Puss Bus, which is about 600 feet from here. So the other computer that I've been working on was the original on-air computer in the C drive, and it crashed after a month and a half in service. So I've always been fascinated in solid-state drives, so I was able to configure a solid-state drive in the thing. Hi, darling. Yeah, that's why I have the door closed. Yeah, hang on, Kevin.
I am hanging, WB4AIO, for station ID.
WB4AIO.
All right, my wife and I were just Oh, okay, thank you. So, just discussing a light evening repast, if you will. So, you know, the computers I have, no money was paid for them. The money has gone into the solid state drives, which is, turning things over. Hang on.
Get to heaven. Before that, we had tea from Texas by the lovely Waylon Jennings. Before that, guess what it was? Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's an interesting woman who is our newest programmer. Her name is Clay. You know, she's in a band and all that. But it's, hey, if you want to put the radio on, Clay's module is on. You'll hear all kinds of stuff. So, at any rate, I got to try and figure something out to keep the on-air computer down here under my watchful eye, because the one that's been in service for about 2.5 years has been developing issues, and, you know, it needs to be restarted, because what we do is we use a program called TeamViewer. It's kind of like a remote desktop program, so that two other individuals can get into the computer and manipulate the playlist. You can transfer files into it so that programming is all put in remotely. I just turned up the radio and heard it. Probably started a few 10 minutes ago. Who knows? So, so that's the story. So the idea is to have something that runs reliably, and then I can take the other computer offline, bring it down here, and be able to observe a number of things. So, you know, I've been dragged kicking and screaming into the digital age. Kevin, go ahead.
Okay. Stand by. Okay, that's better. Every now and then, this SDR-1000 comes up at the wrong power level when I key it up, and I have to unkey and then re-key the transmitter to make it come up to the correct power level. I don't know why it does that. I think it's some kind of malfunction in the SWR protection circuitry, and I probably should try to fix it. But at some point, I'm going to be retiring this SDR-1000, Tim. This is WB4AIO for ID, by the way. I'm going to be retiring the SDR-1000, my antique SDR. A 10-year-old SDR is definitely an antique. And replacing it with a more modern SDR and Anon, which I have here, but it's not, and I have used it, but it's not fully integrated with the station the way it needs to be. I might actually need more computer processing horsepower to get the Anon to function the way I want it to. But right now we're still on the old Flex SDR-1000 feeding into the Clipperton LSD 4572B triodes. And okay, on all the programming, putting in solid-state drives, that's a sure way to speed up a computer. I wonder what operating system you use on your automation system, and I wonder what is the program, what kind of automation system do you use? I actually have a copy that somebody gave me of an automation system here, even though I don't run a broadcast station. I have a copy of a program called the SAM Broadcaster here. And I actually use it as my MP3 player. But it's really cool because it can segue songs and overlap the songs so it sounds like a professional DJ is doing it. It integrates jingles. And if you wanted to, commercials or anything, voice tracks, anything you want. It has built-in very sophisticated multi-band audio compressors and peak limiters. And in general, just an amazing program. I wonder what you're using for the automation software. And I also wonder what you're using for the audio processing on the FM. It came through very clearly when you turned it up for a second there in the background. Clay has a very nice voice. And from what I could tell, a speaker to mic method anyway. So there you go. It sounds like you have a whole other hobby, or maybe it's not a hobby. Maybe you should call it an avocation, something that you really believe in. I probably should get out of here pretty soon. There's somebody I'm supposed to call on the telephone that I have not. I've been putting it off. I'm a terrible person for calling people on the telephone. I owe so many people a call, but I don't know. I'm almost like a loner. And the telephone is a gigantic annoyance. I guess I'm really not a loner because I like being with my sweetheart. I like being with my kids when they come to visit. But just something about making contact with the outside world. Maybe I'm too hunkered down. Anyway, WA1 Henry LR, WB4AIO.
Yeah, very good, Kevin. Signal's back on top. Yep. Well, yeah, the low power FM has become an avocation. The, you know, when the computer issues are squared away, well, yeah, I am familiar with the SAM, a friend of mine that's involved with BCQ uses that for some of his stuff. Me, I got turned on to one called Raduga. It wasn't freeware, but it's a hacked version, and that's on the first computer I ever got given to me, and that was back in 02, and that works fine. Although it did something very strange the other day. And that's what I use when I do my BCQ radio show. I've got another ancient computer that I put a lot of hard drive space in. And there's a similar program to Raduga that's freeware. It's Zara, Z-A-R-A, Zara Radio. And the graphics are a lot like that of Raduga. You know, there's some definite differences, but there's a lot you can do with it. And that's what we use at BCQ. Everything runs on Zara Radio. As far as operating systems go, my first computer's got Windows 98 Second Edition. And most of the time it's pretty stable, but sometimes it'll get overwhelmed and then weirdness happens. The computer up in the PUS bus that is doing the actual on-air programming has got a hacked version, offshore hacked version of XP known as XP Black, which in theory has a lot of the non-essential stuff stripped out of it and other stuff added to it. I think it's causing some issues. And on the computer that I'm doing up, or shall I say that I'm building the playlist for, is got XP Professional, and was a a CD copy of it that a friend of mine gave me. And, I put a solid-state drive in this ancient computer that uses IDE drive technology. The C drive, which I had the operating system was on, crashed after a month and a half in service. So you can imagine that drive was on its way out. So I had another computer that I got for Zip that I put a solid state drive in. Yeah. So I put a solid state drive out and found an adapter store that adapts drive. The best ones that I've heard of are the Samsung EVO series. Now, this is the EVO Pro. which is like a 400 and some odd dollar drive. Because I want reliability. Now I'm going to put Windows 7 on these computers we got from the very slimline Optiplex computers take up much less space than our telephone. Which included the operating system, which is Windows 7 Ultimate. So apparently with the tag on it, means that, well, if I contact Microsoft, I can get a free installation together to put that on. And that's what I really want to have on there, because all these radio automation software stuff all runs on a Windows platform. You know, a lot of stuff is, there's very little out there that'll work on a Linux-based system, so I understand. So that's the story, is that, you know, we're broadcasting in monaural. I decided to stay monaural instead of stereo. One, we're a piss weaker. You gotta make use out of every bit of signal you got. Two, mono equipment is cheap. Nobody wants it. And the board is a four-pot board that I've had for a number of years. And I put a bigger monitor amp in it and made a whole lot of changes to it. So that's downtown where the studio is. But the studio is not connected to the transmitter site
yet.
It will be. But still. I do a number of sets on there, too, and we are streaming. We are streaming. So there you go. I meant to comment on the political thing. Yeah, I'm neither left or right. A large part of me is very liberal, and a large part of me is very conservative, and a large part of me is non-committal, but I am in complete agreement about the... you know, there's got to be a restraining JS placed on corporate greed. You know, there were a number of things put in place by the Obama administration, but with Trump, he's got a hard-on for Obama, so anything good that he may have done, you know, is being attacked and removed, you know, environmental protection concerns, non-existent. He's just stripping out all the protective regulations, you know. You know, I'm for small government, but I feel that one of the purposes of government is to keep people out of each other's faces and to protect the populace from, enemies, foreign and domestic. But I would say, corporate greed is a domestic enemy, and that needs to be reined in. Definitely needs to be reined in. So, that's that. But as far as the immigrant thing is concerned, the way I see it, you know, the big thing now are the Dreamers. As far as I'm concerned, they've been here for a long time. They're learning, you know, going up through school, learning to be productive Americans. Even though they don't have citizenship, they should be all given citizenship. But after that, it's like, no more. Now you have to go through the right channels. You know, we'll make this exception, but beyond this, no more. That's the way you deal with it. As long as they're productive, as long as they're giving to the whole. But... it's the ones that I have a lot of problems with is the criminal element that floats in along with it, which is unavoidable. You know, you can't just take all the immigrants and lump them into one whole pot and say, blah, 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 you know, these people are all bad. No, I don't think so. Now, as far as I'm concerned, when you come here, the way I see it, you learn our language, which is English. You can obviously practice your own. But then again, when it comes to communicating, English is the language which is standard for communications, universal. If you cannot communicate on a universal level, then you're in for a rough time, not to mention the inconvenience it causes others. But then again, I didn't think this way when I was a whole lot younger in school. I feel like our school curriculums need to be changed. You know, school is to prepare you for dealing with heading out into society. The way I see it is languages ought to be, there ought to be more emphasis on languages and understanding other people's cultures so we can all communicate and we can all get along and not fight and tear each other down all the time. You know, and when it comes to same-sex marriage, I don't give a shit. You know, I don't care one way or the other. That's somebody else's business, not mine. So you can see where I'm going with this, and I'm sure people disagree with me, but hey, I got my opinions, and I'm sticking to them. Like I said, come hell or high Vosser. But, you know, I look at what's going on. And, of course, there's this immense fund-the-government spending bill that's being hotly debated from either sides of the aisle. But, you know, and Trump wants to build his friggin' wall. And meanwhile, we've had unprecedented natural disasters from hurricanes hitting Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico especially. And those people are hurting, especially in Puerto Rico. You know, far as I'm concerned, that waives the rights to spend money on any wall. The way I see it with technology, you can secure the border effectively with technology and not have to spend ridiculous sums of money on a great wall. After all, China put up a great wall. It's still there, but it wouldn't stop an invading army anymore. Anyway, Kevin, good meeting up with you this evening. And processing of the radio station. I'm using CRL stuff. I got it from Nick, KG2IR. It is stereo, but I did have an old Optimod, an 8000 in line, but it seemed to lend a certain level of distortion that I didn't like in the mono mode, so I pulled it. So there's just a couple of different CRL processors, and I run the processor very light. You know, I use it more to keep the levels constant or fairly close. But get a number of good comments on the sound of the audio, and that's what's important, is listenability over a long period of time. You get comments from people like, you know, ever since I just...
Frequency is in use.
I don't listen to any other radio. So you got to keep the quality clear, and you got to not overprocess to eliminate listen fatigue. We'll see you later there, Kevin. WB4AIO from WA1HLR is just listening out.
Okay, there seems to be another QSO drifting up from the south, Tim. The carriers were interfering with you, but I don't think I missed more than three or four words, probably. WA1HLR, this is WB4AIO. In the Allegheny Mountains of Western PA. Very interesting on the mono station. Before you go, can you tell me how I can listen to your station? Are you in the Shoutcast directory? And if you're in the Shoutcast directory, what do I look up? Do I look up the station name? or the call sign? And if so, what is the station name and call sign? How can I find your station? I want to listen to it online. Over.
Okay. The call letters are WXNZ, WXNZ. And it is on the Shoutcast server, but it's associated with the number of streams from WBCQ. You know, the Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R, Becker Broadcast System. Dr. Becker's, you know, I don't know the exact, but if you go to the entity is splattering all over the band, splatterbox.us. But, you know, I think you could play it on Winamp if you have a VLC media player. You know, I think it's, splatterbox.us/98, or maybe it's colon. It might be /:9810. That's the frequency. It's port 9810. And you may have to do some dinking around, but it's a private stream. If we went public with it, the music mafia, the internet streaming mafia would be after us.
Ah, okay. Very good. Yeah, the W2VJZ fought the insurance mafia, and you fight the streaming mafia, or the RIAA mafia. Yeah, those billionaires don't need your money. They got plenty of money. They don't need your money. That's funny. Splatterbox.us, WXNZ. Okay, I'll try to find it, and if I can't find it, maybe I'll send you an email. It's fascinating. I'd love to listen to a radio station that you and your friends program. And okay on everything, it was just about 100% copy, despite the carriers that got thrown close to your frequency. And okay on the software and the operating systems. I've used Windows 98. And I've used Windows 95, and I've used Windows Millennium Edition, and they're terrible operating systems. They crash if you sneeze on them. I like XP. I have two computers in my radio room here. I have a Windows XP computer, and it is extremely stable. And I also have a Windows 7 computer, and it is also extremely stable. I'm not a big fan of Microsoft, and I wish I could run my radio and audio software on Linux, but there's so much excellent free software out there, or software that can be made to be free, if you know what I mean, that is available only for Windows, that I've just decided I'm going to have to stick with Windows. But I really like, of the Windows operating systems, I think Windows 7 and Windows XP are the most stable. They almost never crash. You can run them for days and days and days, even months on end, without restarting them. Unless you overstress them. If you overstress them, they can do funky things and require a restart. But okay, I'm going to get out of here. I've got some things I should do. I'm really glad you called in when you heard my test, and I'm delighted to talk to you, and I'm glad you're a free thinker. Our thoughts don't align on everything, but hey, that stretches my brain, and I've always liked talking to people who stretched my brain a little bit. You know, W3DUQ, the guy we did the interview about for your radio show, your tribute to him, he was a guy who really stretched my brain. Even though I didn't always agree with Bill, but damn, he had a creative mind. There's a really excellent book, a really, really superb book, a very important book by a man named Charles Murray, and it is called Human Accomplishment. And in the book Human Accomplishment, Charles Murray tries to analyze what it is that has made our civilization so unbelievably creative compared to other civilizations. And he tries to get at it scientifically, and it is absolutely fascinating. And since we both want to go, I won't get into it too much, but I will just say I highly recommend Human Accomplishment by Charles Murray. And one of the things he says about Western civilization that makes us unbelievably creative, is that Western people have one characteristic that others don't have. And even when they're maybe not even as intelligent as other peoples, they have this one characteristic leads to great breakthroughs. And that's the willingness of Western people to say to the world and to their own establishment, even to their own leaders, to say, I am right. I have figured this out, and I am right, and you are all wrong. And to hell with the establishment, to hell with received wisdom, to hell with everything that all the authorities believe. I figured something out that nobody else has figured out, and I'm right. And he says that other cultures don't do that very much, but ours does it a lot. So that's one thing that's different and special about us. There probably are other things too, but anyway, Murray's book is really worth reading. And okay on your thoughts about the dreamers and no more exceptions after the dreamers. Well, I don't think the dreamers should be an exception either, but we'll get into that some other time. Very, very good talking to you, Tim. I always enjoy it. And I've been enjoying listening to you since 1968. WA1HLR in the cold, cold north, WB4AIO in the tropical wonderland of western Pennsylvania, saying 73.
So you've been listening for 50 years.
Sorry. 7-1 was great picking up with you. Yeah, this has been a delightful evening. And by the way, Inverted L is doing a high fine business job up here. You know, if you get, you know, the Inverted L is basically an elegant FPW, a friggin' piece of wire. And if you have the vertical and the horizontal links working for you, as far as the distribution of energy into high and low angles, you know, a dipole would be a better antenna for the closer in stuff. So you dipole at 50 feet, and a quarter wave vertical would be a better antenna for the much longer haul stuff. So you have an antenna that's dividing the energy between the vertical and the horizontal, you know, with the length. So that's interesting, you know. It'd be the, you know, if you're going to have one antenna, that would be that'd be a keeper. I just don't see how you do it with two radios. Hey, we'll catch you around there, Kevin. WB4AIO from WA1HLR is out.
Okay, 73, Tim. We'll talk again soon, and take care of yourself and take care of your wife. See you later. Bye-bye. WB4AIO.
You as well. See you.